Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The right of a woman to choose, the right of to control her own body, has been clearly set for since Casey and never challenged. You want us to reject that line of viability and adopt something different. 15 justices over 50 years have, or I should say 30 since Casey, have reaffirmed that basic viability line. Four have said no, two of them members of this court, but 15 justices have said yes, of varying political backgrounds. Will this institution survive the stench that this creates in the public perception that the Constitution and its reading are just political acts?
That was Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. In her comments after yesterday, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the most significant abortion case in, well, 50 years since Roe, as she mentioned, 36 years since Planned Parenthood versus Casey. What's happening is the Mississippi's Republican-led state legislature passed a law banning most abortions after 15 weeks. But the state's only abortion clinic, there's only one in Mississippi, Jackson Women's Health Organization, sued. The lower courts have blocked the ban, saying it's unconstitutional. The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments on this. It's a little confusing, and it has serious consequences. So joining us now to lay this plain, to explain this for all of us who are concerned yet a little confused about what's happening, I count myself among them, is joining us is Professor David Schultz from Hamline University, a constitutional law professor and our expert on all these matters. Professor Schultz, I'm so glad you came back on the show. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Jordana.
Explain to us why this is happening now.
Okay, so first, let's just get clear. What Roe and Casey established is that women have, under the U.S. Constitution, a constitutional right to terminate a pregnancy up to the point of viability, which is approximately 24, 25 weeks. Okay, and that, as you heard with the Sotomayor comment, has been reaffirmed consistently throughout time. However, there's been many individuals, including, and I'm trying not to be partisan here, many Republicans who've wanted to overturn Roe and don't believe or support a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy. With a strategy for many years of trying to appoint justices to the Supreme Court who do not support Roe, we now are at a point where there are six justices on the court who have expressed concerns and have said they either don't support Roe versus Wade, support reversing it, or support in some way, shape, or form restricting women's rights to terminate a pregnancy. Having sensed that, Mississippi passed a law I can't remember if it was earlier this year or last year, but I think it might have been earlier this year, that challenges the central holding of Roe and says that women may not terminate a pregnancy beyond the 15th week of pregnancy, except in narrow circumstances. So they're taking advantage. That is, Mississippi is taking advantage of what they think is a political moment right now on the court, where they think they have, and they might have, 6 votes to overturn Roe and to scale back significantly reproductive rights for women.
Okay, and they have every right to do that. This is within the limits of the law, correct? As political or biased or opportunistic as it can be, it's still legal.
It's legal to do so in terms of passing a law to do that, to challenge it. At this point, the lower courts are correct that under the current interpretation of the Constitution established by the Supreme Court, the Mississippi law ought to be unconstitutional.
Okay, so then why are the lower courts ruling not standing? Why is this going to the Supreme Court?
Because at this point, they have ruled against Mississippi. At this point, it's going to the Supreme Court because the court has accepted the case, which means at least 4 justices said they want to hear this case, with the presumption being that they are probably going to, as we saw in the oral arguments yesterday, uphold the Mississippi law, and then in the process maybe go even further and basically say that the U.S. Constitution no longer protects a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy. Generally, when the Supreme Court takes a lower court case, it is because what? It disagrees with the decision.
I see. Okay, so they're disagreeing with the lower courts of Mississippi. Okay, all right. Now, it's my understanding that a decision from the Supreme Court could be expected in June of this year. I meant this coming June. You're right. Sorry. Got to get my years together.
It could be as soon as a few weeks. More likely, a case like this will come out in June at the end of their circuit year. Yeah. So let's say 7 months from now, roughly 7 months from now.
Correct. Now, let's say the Supreme Court does uphold the Mississippi ban. What are the repercussions of that for other states and abortion in general?
Okay, assuming it upholds the Mississippi law, 2 things could happen. One, it could say it upholds the Mississippi law, which then probably frees up other states to want to pass laws that also restrict women's right to terminate a pregnancy well below 24 weeks. If it goes further, as some people are suspecting, it might just strike down Roe versus Wade and basically say it's up to the individual states to decide what they want to do on abortion rights. Now, in approximately 24 or so states in the United States, including in Minnesota, there is either law, a state Supreme Court opinion, or a constitutional language under its state constitution that protect abortion rights. In Minnesota, there would be, even if the Mississippi law is upheld, there would be no immediate impact in the state because our state Supreme Court has held that our state constitution protects a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy. However, without a federal right there, it'd be possible what? If a state legislature is elected with a governor who opposes abortion rights, maybe they push a constitutional amendment. Maybe eventually the state Supreme Court could overturn it. But short term, no impact here in terms of legally, but longer term, there could be an impact in the state of Minnesota.
So ultimately, the Supreme Court could just give control to the states, and then in each state, it could be challenged and therefore possibly overturned, depending on who has political power.
Exactly. So we could come up with a patchwork quilt of different states across the country protecting or not protecting reproductive rights, depending on what they want to do. So you could have some states that say their law is still the same as Roe, some that would ban abortion, some that would be in between. So it would be, again, that's why I want to use kind of like a quilt pattern or jigsaw puzzle picture in terms of it. Now, what this means is a couple of things. One, depending on what state you live in, and if you're female, you're basically your right to do what you want, the right to do what's with your body is going to depend on the state in which you live, and whether or not you can terminate a pregnancy depends on that. I think also what's going to happen, assuming this decision comes out in June, it's going to be what? Within what, 4 months or 5 months of the 22 midterm elections, this is certainly going to be a major, major issue in the November 2022 midterm and statewide elections across the country.
And you heard Justice Sotomayor talking at the beginning. We bumped in with her soundbite that's saying she's not sure this body can withstand the political stench of this decision. Does she mean the body of the Supreme Court? And what does she mean by political stench? And what kind of stain could this case put on the Supreme Court?
A couple things. First, what she's referring to is the fact that we really have at this point nearly 50 years of the Supreme Court consistently reaffirming the right of women to basically control their reproductive life. And about three quarters of the American public supports reproductive rights. Now, whether Roe was right or not is a different story entirely. We can have a great debate, mm-hmm. but generally, the Supreme Court is, once it has decided a case, it's supposed to reaffirm and basically say, we defer to precedent, we defer to what we've done before. Here, given the fact that there's been a political mobilization to try to overturn Roe, what Sotomayor is referring to is that what? This may simply look like what? A political decision where the vote lines up what? With six Republican appointed voting to restrict abortion rights, three Democratic appointed justices affirming abortion reproductive rights. That looks an awful lot like what? A political decision, or to use that phrase, legislating from the bench. And we already know this year, public opinion regarding the Supreme Court is taking a hit because the public thinks the justices now are looking like what? What politicians with robes. She's worried about the damage that this does to the credibility, the legitimacy, the neutrality of the Supreme Court. And to some extent, she may be correct, because I think it will look like a political decision.
I don't blame her. I would be worried about the very same thing. This is a fascinating debate. All of those of us who believe that women should be in control of our own bodies and have our own rights to what we do with our bodies, whether that get an abortion or get a vaccine or whatever, we should have our own rights and autonomy over our bodies. We'll be watching this very, very closely. Professor David Schultz, thank you for the explainer. Thanks for answering my questions. I hope you'll come back on the show and continue to educate us.
I will. My pleasure, Jordana. Thank you.
Thank you so much. There you go, Professor David Schultz.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.